Hey, Successors, before we get into the show today, I'd like to tell you about my new book, Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success. If you're struggling to stay motivated or just need a little boost, check out the ways that I've stayed motivated over the last few years. Go ahead and go over to Amazon.com and grab yourself a copy. That's Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success. Get it now. On with the show.
Success. Media. Network. Network.
This is your show.
Good day, Successors. I'm Antonio Holman, and welcome to the Four Principles of Success, number 61, where I chat with successful people and entrepreneurs about how they enhance their businesses and lives in the areas of knowledge, health, wealth, and spirituality. And if you'd like to learn how I've stayed motivated throughout the years, check out my new book, Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success, now on Amazon. Today, we're talking to Kelly Cooper. Kelly's located in Sayreville, New Jersey, and is a law of attraction coach, a digital nomad, and is here to debunk the many misconceptions of the law of attraction that leave people feeling frustrated in their efforts to deliberately create their experience. With a dislike of how serious personal development is all the time, Kelly's down-to-earth style helps bridge the gap between the theory of manifesting, how it actually plays out in the real world, and how it has helped her build a successful coaching business while traveling the world. Kelly, are you ready to help our listeners prepare for success?
I am ready, Antonio. Let's jump right in.
All right, let's do it. Okay, Kelly, so aside from your busy coaching world, tell us a little bit about your personal life.
Well, I would say that probably the most interesting thing about my life is that my husband and I, since 2011, we've been traveling the world. Right now, I'm home in New Jersey with family, but we have our location-independent sources of income, and we've lived all over the place, Thailand, Fiji, Bali. We've traveled through Central America, South America. So it's been a really cool experience. It's been great to really be able to spend extended periods of time in a place and really get to know it. And it's just been a really interesting ride. And it's been a real blessing to, you know, technology to be able to do what we do and, you know, be able to do it anywhere we can get an internet connection.
That sounds incredible. Wow, that's awesome. So now we're going to get into it right now. What inspired you initially to even get into law of attraction coaching?
I think what made me drawn to coaching with this particular topic was I found in my own experience, the teaching itself is very simple. There's not a whole lot to it. It's not supposed to be difficult to manifest. It's an inherent, quote unquote, ability that we have, even though it's not really a verb. It's not something we do. But I think what happens is when we learn about the teaching, the way our mind interprets it in a way that's, I don't think, very accurate about how the process actually works. And people find very quickly that it's, quote unquote, not working for them. And then they get very disillusioned. They get frustrated. Maybe they think, oh, it's not even, it's real. It's fake or whatever. It's not a real thing or it's whatever. And, you know, they give up on this, you know, before they even can scratch the surface of what they're capable of receiving in their lives. So when I went through my own journey and figuring out what was standing in my way and how to align with this different reality that I wanted to create financially and all these other different ways, I started to see there was a bit more to the process than we might be aware of. So then I found that I wanted to focus my coaching on helping people explore these aspects of their energy and explore perspectives about the teaching that maybe weren't apparent to them, and then actually help them see what's getting in the way. Kind of like what you said in my intro, you know, there's the theory of manifesting and the reality of it. And the reality of the process is very different because the theory, like any theory, doesn't account for real world conditions. And if we're talking about real world conditions from an energetic perspective, as a human, the energy us humans tend to have, there's a lot of stuff there that's going to stand in the way of simply ask and it is given kind of mentality. So we have limiting beliefs, fears, self-sabotaging tendencies, poor self-image, like all these other things. And I thought, okay, if I could help people work through that stuff that's getting in the way, then things can become as easy as they're supposed to be.
Well, what seems to be the three common issues that lead most people to frustration when trying to utilize the law of attraction?
Well, I think one of the first things is, you know, it's easy to view it as an action, like the way it tends to be explained, because we talk about manifesting, right? And manifesting is a verb. So it gives us this impression, oh, like it's something you do, but it's not really something you're doing. It's not something that's happening on the level of action. And I think one of the big issues is, because when you learn about the law of attraction, it's like, okay, you got to shift your energy. You got to build momentum behind the positive energy. And all of that stuff's very true. And then you're given tools to do that, like affirmation. Make a vision board, write a gratitude list, scripting your reality in present tense and all of that. And all those tools are extremely helpful in the process. But I think what happens is people get trapped in the idea that since manifesting is something you do, if I do these things enough, or if I just do an affirmation, or if I just make a vision board, then my reality is going to change. And what they're not realizing is that those tools are means to an end. They help you shift energy. They help you focus positively. So that's where they're extremely valuable, but in and of themselves have no power. So people will be like, well, I said my affirmations, I did this, I did that, nothing's changing. And it's like, yeah, because your energy is not really changing in any significant way. I would say that's the first thing. The second thing I would say is we tend to get very attached to very specific things we want to manifest because these wants are coming from our mind. And sometimes what our mind wants might be a good representation, but sometimes not. Maybe there's something better. Your mind doesn't know infinite possibility. It doesn't know all the jobs out there. It doesn't know all the potential partners out there. And it zeroes in on maybe what's right in front of your face. It has to be my ex-boyfriend. It has to be this job. It has to be this experience. And by getting so attached, we kind of take ourselves out of the flow of the manifesting process. And, you know, we can kind of pinch off energy because we're so focused on something specific and trying so hard to get that specific thing. And then I'd say the third thing is kind of related to this second thing is understanding what we want at the end of the day are certain feelings. Everything we want is because we think it makes us feel a way we want to feel, peaceful, happy, loved, whatever. And if we when we don't realize that, again, we can kind of get very attached to very specific representations of that energy. And at the end of the day, we're wanting something much deeper than that. And if we realize we're after the feelings, we realize we can start cultivating them now in some way. And we don't have to wait for something to show up first to give it to us.
For those who may not know, explain your concept of conscious creation and how it works with manifestation.
I think it's really about, at the core, right? Talk about law of attraction, like attracts like. So it's like whatever your predominant energy is, your fears, your thoughts, your beliefs, your perspectives, how you're focusing, whatever is dominant there, you're going to manifest things to mirror that energy back to you. So if you have a lot of, if you're always focusing on lack, for example, just a very basic example, you're going to manifest lack in your life. If you never think there's enough money or enough whatever to go around, you'll experience your reality as never having enough money. So it's really about, and it's not so much about this simple thing of if you think positive, good things happen. If you think negative, negative things happen. It's not really that simple all of the time. It can be a little bit more complex than that. Some of the things we manifest, manifestations aren't always so black and white. Like, for example, if you always think about a particular bad thing happening, it doesn't mean that exact thing is going to manifest. But that thing, how that situation, that thing feels to you, that energy of the feeling, the different beliefs, the fears that underlie this specific representation of that energy, you might manifest something else that feels just like that. So it's really important to focus on, not so much obsess about your exact thoughts all of the time for good and bad, but more about the what your overall energy is like. Like, how are you feeling? What beliefs are you focusing on? Where are you focusing your energy? Because all of that energy will be mirrored back to you in some way, wanted or unwanted. It's a very neutral process. It's not like punishment and reward for positive and negative thinking. It's just like what you're putting out there, you're going to get it back somehow.
If someone is focused on using the law of attraction for self-improvement, what is the one key thing they must focus on before improving?
I think that what I really recommend to people usually is, yeah, you want to focus on being more positive. You want to focus more positively and you know, change your belief system. Of course, that's a non-negotiable. But if we view the law of attraction as what it really is, which is a universal law that's always been operating in your life, even if you weren't aware of it, rather than a tool that can be used to manipulate reality, which is kind of one of the misconceptions people have about it. And they try to like use it to get stuff, but it's like, this is a universal law. Oh, I've always been attracting with my energy. I think what people usually need to do first is they're going to have to look at their energy now. They're going to have to look at their life now. And rather than jumping right to, okay, what do I want to attract instead? You have to think, okay, if my energy's always been creating my experience and all of this stuff is in my life now that's not really wanted, all of these things I would like are not here. I must have a dominant energy that created this reality now. What's going on right now? What are my fears? What are my limiting beliefs? Like, how am I focusing my attention? Because what happens is sometimes when we try to jump right to being positive, it usually isn't, the effects of that usually don't last too long because there's still all this energy now that's not being dealt with. And that's still going to continue to dominate. And our life is basically going to stay the same as it is.
How do you feel spirituality helps or hinders the law of attraction? And is the law of attraction self-spirituality in the first place?
I think it is a very spiritual teaching at its core, because to me, it's the idea that, you know, there's a part of us, there's an energetic part of us that's connected kind of to all that is, and where how we choose to focus our energy, how we choose to feel, how we choose to respond to the situations of our life, you know, that's going to impact this our experience. You know, there's something to me, you know, this idea of this inner transformation to lend itself to a different external experience. I think there's a spiritual, very personal growth component of that. I think, you know, this idea that the universe is not just this kind of physical force. I don't know, whatever the universe is made up of, gas and rocks or whatever, I don't really know. But it's like there's an intelligence to it. There's something bigger to it. It's an intelligent force that's kind of set up to work in our favor and not against us. And we can tap into that assistance. I think there's something very spiritual to that. And I think the ideas of worthiness and deserving, we're worthy and deserving of manifesting all these wonderful things in life just for being here and being who we are, not based on what we've done or, you know, what we've contributed. I think all that's very spiritual and can be, you know, works together. And it's interesting what you said about if there's any kind of hindrance with the teaching. And I think that's possible depending on what your spiritual views are. Like, for example, if you have an idea that it's spiritual to be poor, or there's something noble about poverty, or it's not spiritual to want money, then it might be hard to attract, you know, material things into your life, like more money, if there's a conflict between, you know, wanting something, but then thinking you shouldn't want it because it's not spiritual. If you don't think it's spiritual to be angry or to be negative, it could be hard to work with this teaching, because then you won't let yourself process the energies now that might be problematic, because you'll, you know, you don't want to indulge them. You think you need to suppress them, or you can't pay attention to them. So yeah, I think as far as a hindrance, I guess it would really depend on what your beliefs about what spirituality is, what it means to be a spiritual person.
Yeah, that's something I always wondered about, the connection to spirituality and religion per se. As we know, life's ups and downs all the time, and nothing's ever perfect. And typically the downs can lead people to looking into the law of attraction to enhance their lives. Throughout your journey, what was that time when you felt most unsuccessful?
I would say one of the biggest probably struggles I had as far as like, and sort of like that sort of situation would be several years ago. I don't know, longer than that, because it was when we first started traveling, actually. So like 2011, we had been traveling and I had a mobile source of income. I'd been doing freelance writing for this one company. The work was very steady. My husband had just sort of ventured into the online world and he really wasn't making any steady money. So I was kind of the one, you know, paying for like supporting us financially, and it was fine. I was okay with that. And basically overnight, this company made all these changes to their process and their work because they were creating content for all these websites and Google changed their search algorithm rules or something, and it really affected them negatively. So basically overnight, this steady source of income I've had for 2 years just basically went away, like virtually like by the next day. And I didn't really have a lot of money saved. We didn't have any money coming in from any other sources. And we hit some really hard times financially. And yeah, I would say I felt like a real failure. I didn't feel very successful at all. I had such shame about our finances. We were living off my credit cards. You know, I had a little bit of money saved in the bank. I held on to that money to make the credit card payments so that I could keep using them and they wouldn't get cut off for late payments. And I was, yeah, it was a huge trigger for me about all of the fears around money and failure and all the meaning we assign to money and what we think it says about us and all of that. And, you know, I had already been familiar with this teaching and I applied it in my life, but this situation really, I really started working with it in a way that I hadn't before, because I was really pushed into a place where the way I was feeling and the way my life was going, it was not, I was like, this is untenable. This can't keep being. I'm like, I could sit here and panic and beat myself up and be terrified and sick to my stomach over money, or I can make these changes that I know I'm capable of making. And, you know, so it was a hard time, but I was actually very grateful for it because it allowed me to do some really deep work on myself and really examine my energy around money, which is one of the things we want to attract most, is probably number one, maybe tied for number one with the relationship. And yeah, that was a rough time for me. I had to face some really deep, dark stuff.
What was your most challenging client related situation and how'd you resolve it?
I would say, honestly, I've never had any clients where it's been like super challenging. You know, I have a lot of clarity around the type of people I want to attract and the type of clients that I think would respond best to my approach and how I work with this teaching and how I help people shift their energy. But, you know, I've had instances where people did seem really attached to affecting specific changes in a specific time frame. And, you know, I always had to remind them that they can't control the process in that way. And they have to be willing more to focus on the energy rather than trying to force the manifestation. So yeah, I would say probably that has happened a few times. And I just have to be clear to people, you know, realize that the true nature of your control lies in your energy, your focus, your belief system, all of that, which is something you can choose consciously at any moment. No one can take that away from you. Not so much your ability to manipulate reality by the way of your mind and what your ego might want to make happen.
What do you feel was your one hardest thing for you to overcome in your business, but you've since conquered it?
I think that one of the things that was challenging for me when I first started was sorting out my energy and you know, coming up against all the limiting beliefs about business and all the beliefs that really don't feel good, like, you know, competition and work hard and this and that, and like kind of transition more to, you know, knowing my success is ultimately going to lie within my energetic alignment. And that doesn't mean that I didn't do anything for my business. If you have a business, you're going to take actions. But I think when I actually started my business, I didn't realize how many of those beliefs and perspectives I was really harboring and how strong they were. So it was very challenging for me to consciously move away from those paradigms, because ultimately I knew I didn't want to run my business from a space of being in competition with people and then busting my butt taught and working hard and, you know, thinking I only deserved my success if I worked really hard to earn it, and then trying to run it from a more energetically friendly space. Because that's a big challenge with this work too, is, you know, you're really going to come up against some really deeply ingrained beliefs. You're going to see people doing things a certain way, and you're going to question like, oh, is that the way maybe I should be doing it? They seem to be, you know, that's they're telling, this person is telling me that's how it is. And so, yeah, for me, that was my biggest challenge, was getting into this space more consistently and trying to move away from those deeply ingrained paradigms about business that ultimately I knew didn't feel good to me. And I didn't want to operate from that space.
What one thing in your business are you currently struggling to overcome?
I'm not really struggling with anything at the moment, but I have been feeling a little bit like there are changes I want to make, but I don't know what those changes are yet. And when I think about it from an energetic perspective, I'm just letting myself kind of sit with the confusion and like the lack of answers about what I think is needs to change. Because there's nothing going wrong with it. Everything's going actually very well. But there's just a part of me that's like, I'm feeling like there's something I want to do differently and I can't put my finger on it yet. And I'm just kind of trusting that as I, you know, set the intention for that information to come and I, you know, let myself kind of think and be honest and have that openness, I'll figure it out eventually, rather than trying to force a solution or try to force myself to figure out what it is, because I just know that I'll just make it harder for it to appear.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Yeah. Forcing things tend to come out in disaster, at least for me personally. Yeah.
Yeah. You see, you know, especially when you get that evidence of how, when you're in flow, things work better, you start to see like, more, and sometimes we have to put ourselves through that stuff to really see it's not the way. We have to kind of learn hands-on that the forcing, the manipulating and all of that just is painful and it tends not to work as well. Yeah. So for me, I'm just like, yeah, there's something here that I feel like there's something going on that's going to change. I don't know what it is yet. And I'm okay with that. And for now, everything's okay. So I'm not going to like try to force some big issue.
Which is actually good. It falls in line with the law of attraction, because you allow yourself to receive what the universe is giving you.
Absolutely. And that's a great example of how like this teaching is so much about so much more than just trying to manifest specific things. Again, if we see it as this universal law rather than this tool to be used to manipulate circumstances, you start to see like that energetic alignment, that trust, that openness, it's going to net you so much more than just specific things your mind might want. You'll manifest solutions, insights, clarity, opportunities, you know, all sorts of assistance from all sorts of resources. And yeah, so it's like really just, so I always like try to stress to people like, yeah, you want specific things. It's fine. You want money. You want clients. You want a boyfriend. You want to lose weight. You want to heal your health issue. Yeah. I wanted all similar things in my life too. And they manifested at some point. But yeah, I really just recommend to people really focus on the energetic transformation, kind of just for the sake of it, just like letting the feeling better be its own reward. And all that stuff is going to come anyway, because the energy you're cultivating by doing that makes you a match to all that stuff. And you don't have to focus so much on the specifics and always make it about getting something. The stuff will come anyway. It has no choice as you make the changes. But yeah, just kind of just work on staying in that flow, staying relaxed, being open, trusting, you know, not being so attached to everything. And yeah, you'll see like it opens your life up in so many ways beyond just specific manifestations.
Yeah, I love that. It has no choice but to come to you.
Yeah, because it's like if the energy creates, if and obviously you have to believe that to tap into it. I imagine if someone's listening to this, there's at least some willingness to be like, oh yeah, maybe that's how it works. So yeah, it's, I always say, cause it is, we get attached, and yeah, of course there's value in focusing specifically on money or whatever in a way that's positive, if you're not used to doing that, especially, or like examining your beliefs around a specific area, you know, there's value in that, and you'll uncover insights that are going to be helpful. But don't underestimate the power of just like general vibrational management and just like working on feeling better overall and, you know, working on these more general energies and this more general well-being, because that's changing your energy, and it's going to change your energy in all sorts of ways. And you'll find that you don't have to so much focus specifically on specific things, unless of course it feels really good to you. But for most people, that's not going to feel good. It's just going to increase attachment. It's going to create anxiety. They're going to try even harder to manifest what they, you know, it's just, it creates a, it usually for most people, all of that specific focus doesn't feel very good. It doesn't work to their favor at all.
What do you feel is your one biggest business triumph to date?
I would say, I don't know if there's any one specific thing. I would just say that I have it at all. Because when I first, you know, started thinking about what I wanted out of life, and I was first introduced to this teaching, and I was really found myself more consistently on this path of personal growth or what have you, I was really in a bad space. My life was not in a good place in many respects. My father had died. I was having severe financial problems that consumed me night and day. My debt was the first thing I woke up, the first thing I thought of, the last thing I thought of when I went to sleep, probably all throughout the day. Like, I'm surprised I didn't like give myself an ulcer, like how much I felt like anxiety and sickness I felt thinking about it. And I had all these other issues. I was like really feeling really anxious. I was depressed. I didn't really have like anything going on professionally. It was just all around not a great time in my life. And I let myself like think, okay, no judgments, no holds barred, not basing what I want based on anything, what my life is like now, and trying to see, you know, nothing, just what do I actually want? Like if I could have anything. And I wrote down these lists and I made this list of these things. And one of the things was like a coaching business, writing about personal development. So I was really passionate about it. And, you know, that I managed to manifest just that, like I said, like not even one specific, but just that even that I have it at all to me is a huge triumph. Because when I started wanting these things, my life couldn't have been further away from what it looks like now. And it's exactly what I wanted. So I'm just proud of, you know, that I was able to create it and I took the steps necessary. I did the inner work to do it. And I had this something in mind that was really my ultimate business to me, like the thing that would give me the most fulfillment. And I'm like, oh, I actually managed to create it. So in and of itself, I'm very proud of just that it even exists.
What do you feel is your one biggest personal triumph today?
I would say just creating my lifestyle exactly as I wanted it. And when I said, I don't mean like every little thing in my life is like exactly to my liking, but you know, it's kind of the same thing as what I just said. Like it's, I guess I would probably say almost the same thing. It was like, I had this vision at a time where your mind is like, that's never going to happen. How's that going to happen? Look, you have no money, this, that you can't do that. And it was just like, you know, I had this idea of traveling the world whenever I wanted, having this location independent business and doing all these other things with my spiritual growth, these retreats and all these things. And I think that, you know, actually wanting something that seems like a big stretch from where you are now and actually being able to create it is such a huge accomplishment for people, because there's so many ways your mind gets in the way of that. And so many people never do it because they just give up before they even start. So I'm just proud of myself that I had this vision that seems like it would have been so easy to give up on like immediately, but I didn't. And I kept taking the steps, and I had the faith that, you know, if I changed my energy and I did that inner work. So I'm just proud of myself for committing to this journey and actually getting the results that I wanted from the beginning.
Hang tight, successors. We'll return to our conversation with Kelly Cooper as well as Quick Success after a word from our sponsors. Podcasters, want more listeners? Check out promosharecast.com and join the community today. That's promosharecast.com. Join today and get the first month free, and you'll also receive 50% off for a lifetime membership. Sign up today. Promosharecast.com. Are you a tense, tired, busy person who works day in and day out, who tends to lack the proper sleep and energy? Using modular supplements, health-related articles, recipes, life hacks, and more, Bellison can help. With quality as high as Bellison, you're buying from a company that cares about the environment and only uses premium vegan supplements. That's Bellison.com. Want to learn how to cook healthy, exercise, and meditate in just 30 minutes a day? Bellison.com. Want to feel healthy, energetic, and focused like me? Bellison.com. To receive a 10% discount at checkout. Whoa, hold on. Now receive even more health benefits with a 20% discount at checkout. Go to Bellison.com with the coupon code THE4POS to get your 20% off now. Visit Bellison.com. That's BELISAN.com. Compassion and quality without compromise. Bellison.com. Are you tired of trying every new diet fad? Sick of the pills, shakes, and vibrating belts? Are you just sick and tired of being sick and tired? Linda Lavender knows exactly how you feel. That's why she created Eat to Live to Love. Eat to Live to Love is a personalized mentoring program 100% unique to you. With 24/7 support, learn to shop smart, save money, eat clean, and find your purpose using the tools and resources you need to achieve real weight loss and transformative healing without ever having to buy another gimmicky fat-sucking wrap or magic protein shake. Eat to Live to Love has been the driving force behind people across the United States to not only change their lives, but to actually take back control. Find out how health coach Linda Lavender can help you become your own hero and transform your life at eattolivetolove.com or call 1-888-440-9795 for a free initial consultation. Stop just dreaming about success and make it happen with Eat to Live to Love. Visit eattolivetolove.com now. That's eat, the number two, live, the number two, love.com. Eat to Live to Love, healing, weight loss, and fitness. And we're back with Law of Attraction coach Kelly Cooper. Now we get into the part of the show I like to call Quick Success, where you, Kelly, can inspire the successors to enhance their lives in the areas of knowledge, health, wealth, and spirituality. Kelly, what are you currently doing to enhance your knowledge?
Right now, I would say that I am paying more attention to my physical body. That might sound like a weird answer. Feels like, oh, I read a book or something. But I've actually lately been feeling very drawn to enhancing my knowledge of myself by paying more attention to my body. I've been doing a lot of yoga. I've been just paying more attention to what I'm putting in my body, listening to the messages of my body, and seeing how it's speaking to me through different symptoms or different pain or different whatever things that it's doing. And I've just found it very interesting to study that from a law of attraction perspective, how our energetic emotional health manifests physically.
What are you currently doing to enhance your health?
I've been doing a lot of yoga. I've been doing it. I had never did it at all. And then for like the last 2 months, I've done it every day, every morning for at least 30 minutes. And it's made a real difference in my meditation and just overall how I feel, less stiffness, soreness. And yeah, energetically, it's been very powerful for me.
What are you currently doing to enhance your wealth?
Enhancing my wealth, I have been being more mindful of when I spend money, spending it joyfully. Instead of looking at like I'm losing money, I'm grateful that I have the money to pay for whatever it is I'm paying for, knowing that the more I spend, the more I make, and just having that, you know, more prosperous kind of perspective on when you need to put money out.
What are you currently doing to enhance your spirituality?
Actually, this is funny you say that, because I've actually been conscious of like, because I feel like for a while I was kind of caught up on like trying to do different things or trying to figure out some new routine or something. And I've actually been committed to just being more conscious of my energy overall and being more conscious of trying to cultivate that connection to spirit that I feel without doing anything specific, just being more aware of it.
Are there any modern technologies or apps that help you achieve success?
Right now, no, I don't really use anything specific, I don't think.
What new book, activity, technology, or skill are you really excited to learn and dive into?
I would say with a book, I started reading A Course in Miracles probably like sometime last year. And every once in a while, I kind of fall off the wagon with it. I'll just, for whatever reason, I'll be resistant or I won't feel as like inspired to study it. But lately I've been feeling a pull back towards it again. And I know that anytime I feel the pull back towards it is because it helps me release deeper things. So I'm excited to go back to it and kind of see energetically what it brings up.
And successors, Kelly has a special offer for you. Kelly, what is it?
If you go to my website, livelifemadetoorder.com, and opt into my email list, you will get a free 90-minute teleclass entitled LOA 101, Nailing Down the Basics. And even if you're someone that's more seasoned with the teaching, you might find some of my perspectives presented about it. Maybe will be new to you, might enhance your work with the teaching. So I think that if you found my perspective on the LOA interesting today, I think you'll really enjoy the class.
All right, successors, you hear that. That's a free 90-minute teleclass called LOA 101, Nailing Down the Basics. You can get that at livelifemadetoorder.com. Kelly, how can our listeners connect with you?
I would say my website is great. LiveLifeMadeToOrder.com. You can get my contact information. You can read. I have hundreds of blog posts on there, over 100 podcasts, all free content, information about my coaching services, if that's something that strikes your fancy. And I have several products available for sale. So yeah, that my website is the best place to get in touch with me and learn more about me.
Finally, Kelly, what's your definition of success?
If you're happy, you're successful. So as long as you're living the life you want, you're a success. If you're not happy, I don't care how much money you have, how much recognition, any of that, I don't find that to be a success. So if you're happy, you're successful. So do what makes you happy, and that's a success.
Successors, I hope you've enjoyed my conversation with Kelly Cooper. Please check out more successful free content like this at the4pos.com, as well as rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find podcasts. Thanks for listening and prepare for success. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Antonio. It was a great call.
If you want to do more, earn more, be more, and stay more motivated, visit Amazon.com right now for a copy of Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success. Get it now at Amazon.com. Podcasters, want more listeners? Check out PromoShareCast.com and join the community today. That's PromoShareCast.com. Join today and get the first month free, and you'll also receive 50% off for a lifetime membership. Sign up today. PromoShareCast.com.